This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet U.S. leaders Thursday in Washington as he seeks more support for his country's fight against a Russian invasion. Zelensky expected to meet with both Democratic and Republican congressional leaders and have talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon before an afternoon meeting with President Joe Biden at the White House. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby telling reporters on Wednesday that the funding, which includes more than $20 billion for defense, would have a significant impact on Ukraine's fighting in the coming months. Additional support for Ukraine has met some resistance by some Republicans in the Congress. The U.S. Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on a 83-11 vote comes months after President Joe Biden nominated him for the post. As Democrats try to maneuver around holes placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, who said that he will continue to hold up the other nominations unless the Pentagon ends its policy of paying for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get an abortion or other reproductive care. The Biden administration instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned the nationwide right to an abortion, and some states have limited or banned the procedure. The Senate is also expected to confirm General Randy George to be Army Chief of Staff and General Eric Smith as Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps this week.